The Soviets received the first of many intelligence reports directly from Los Alamos. The spies overlooked by Army counterintelligence included Klaus Fuchs, a German physicist with British citizenship, and Ted Hall, a precociously brilliant 19-year-old with a Harvard BS in physics. Hall arrived in Los Alamos in late January 1944, while Fuchs came in August as part of the British team led by Rudolf Peierls. Fuchs, born in 1911, was raised in a German Quaker family. Studious and idealistic, he joined the German Socialist Party, the SPD, while studying at the University of Leipzig in 1931, the same year his mother committed suicide. In 1932, alarmed by the growing political strength of the Nazis, Fuchs broke with the Socialists and joined the Communist Party, which was more actively resisting Hitler. In July 1933, he fled Hitler's Germany and became a political refugee in England. Over the next few years, his family was decimated by the Nazi regime. His brother escaped to Switzerland, leaving behind a wife and child who later died in a concentration camp. His father was sent to prison for anti-government agitation, and in 1936 his sister Elizabeth killed herself after her husband was arrested and sent to a concentration camp. Fuchs had every reason to hate the Nazis. In 1937, after earning a doctorate in physics in Bristol, Fuchs won a postgraduate fellowship to work with Oppenheimer's former professor, Max Born, who was by then teaching at Edinburgh. After the war began, Fuchs was interned in Canada as an enemy alien, and Professor Born helped to obtain his release by attesting that Fuchs was among the two or three most gifted theoretical physicists of the young generation. He and thousands of other anti-Nazi German refugees were released at the end of 1940. Fuchs was given permission to return to his work in England. Although the British Home Office knew all about his communist past, by the spring of 1941, Fuchs was working with Peierls and other British scientists on the highly classified Tube Alloys project. In June 1942, Fuchs received British citizenship. By then, he was already passing information to the Soviets about the British bomb program. When Fuchs arrived in Los Alamos, neither Oppenheimer nor anyone else had any suspicion that he was a Soviet spy. After he was arrested in 1950, Oppie told the FBI that he had thought Fuchs was a Christian Democrat and certainly not a political fanatic. Beta considered Fuchs one of the best men in his division. If he was a spy, Beta told the FBI, he played his role beautifully. He worked days and nights. He was a bachelor and had nothing better to do, and he contributed very greatly to the success of the Los Alamos project. Over the next year, Fuchs passed detailed written information to the Soviets about the problems and advantages of the implosion-type bomb design over the gun method. He was unaware that the Soviets were getting confirmation of his information from another Los Alamos resident. By September 1944, Ted Hall was working on the calibration tests needed for the implosion design bomb. Oppenheimer heard that Hall was one of the best young technicians on the Mesa when it came to creating a test implosion. An extremely bright man, Hall that autumn was sitting on the edge of an intellectual precipice. He was a socialist in outlook, an admirer of the Soviet Union, but not yet a formal communist, and neither was he disgruntled or unhappy with his work or his station in life. No one recruited him. But all that year he had listened to older scientists, in their late 20s and early 30s, talk about their fear of a post-war arms race. On one occasion, sitting at the same Fuller Lodge dinner table with Niels Bohr, he heard Bohr's concerns for an open world. Prompted by his conclusion that a post-war U.S. nuclear monopoly could lead to another war, in October 1944, Hall decided to act. It seemed to me that an American monopoly was dangerous and should be prevented. I was not the only scientist to take that view. While on a 14-day leave from Los Alamos, Hall boarded a train to New York City and simply walked into a Soviet trade office and gave a Soviet official a handwritten report on Los Alamos. It described the laboratory's purpose and listed the names of the leading scientists working on the bomb project. In the months that followed, Hall managed to pass the Soviets much additional information, including critical information on the design for the implosion bomb. Hall was the perfect walk-in spy. He knew what the Russians needed to know about the atomic bomb project. He needed nothing himself and expected nothing. His sole purpose was to save the world from a nuclear war that he believed was inevitable if the United States emerged from the war with an atomic monopoly. Oppenheimer knew nothing about Hall's espionage activities. But he did know that a group of 20 or so scientists, some of them group leaders, had begun meeting informally once a month to talk about the war, politics, and the future. "It used to be in the evenings," recalled Rotblat, "usually at somebody's house like Teller's, someone who had fairly large rooms. People would meet to discuss the future of Europe, the future of the world. Among other issues, they talked about the exclusion of Soviet scientists from the project." According to Rotblat, Oppenheimer came to at least one of their meetings, and Rotblat said later, "I always thought he was a soulmate in the sense that we had the same humanitarian approach to problems."